Madeline Kessler of Sycamore is a euphonium player with the St. Olaf College Band. She says bringing the tour to her home turf is exciting because she can share the passion she feels for this year's program with family and friends.
There's a lot of music that we're playing that has a lot of meaning to the composer, but you can also give it a lot of meaning to yourself in a completely different way.
Conductor Timothy Marr composed one of the pieces which is performed on this year's tour. Called Symphony No. 1, he says it reflects the current culture of divisiveness.
The partisanship, the not being able to see eye to eye or find compromise, it's troubling to me. And so the four movements of that particular symphony are designed to have us explore these ideas.
The St. Olaf Band is still in the midst of his tour, so you have to see it live. But here's a recording of the symphony performed by Trinity University Symphonic Wind Ensemble.
The first movement is based on the national motto, E Pluribus Unum, out of many one, and there's this coming together of thematic material that drives that movement forward. The second movement's based on a quote from Thomas Jefferson writing late in his life to a friend about the work that was being done during the founding of our country, about people needing to give up their favorite pursuit of the day to lay their shoulder to the work that needed to be done. So it's a movement that's melancholic at the beginning, and then it's rather hyper in its energy as it depicts the work that needs to happen. The third movement is based on St. Paul writing to the Philippians, I thank my God for every remembrance of you, and that has a sort of a easygoing warmth about it. And then the final movement is based on the paraphrase of the Dr. Martin Luther King quote, only in the darkness can you see the stars. And so there's a hopefulness and sort of a calm ending. It's not a big, flashy ending on this movement. And that's, as a programmer, I was a little worried about that. Usually at the end of the first half, you want to sort of send them out of the hall with a little bit of a big, dynamic push in the music. And this doesn't have that.
Trumpet player Ben Van Wienen of Sycamore says he also feels that the piece can jump off the page.
Something I hope people would get away from it is kind of a call to action. Each movement kind of has this theme to it of coming together, doing hard work to come together, love, and hope.
Since it's a tour, Kessler and Van Wienen say there are aspects of the performance that are reflected in the closeness of the band members.
Especially each night, we hear a devo from a devotional from a senior before the concert, and we get their input. And that oftentimes frames the whole band's performance that night.
Conductor Timothy Marr says that's a luxury. He says he's performed in ensembles where performers meet each other right before performance.
And I think that's one of the hallmarks of the Midwest College touring ensembles. We're not the only college that does this. A whole bunch of our colleagues also head out on strong week-long tours and this kind of thing. And we get to know each other, and we get to love each other, and people hear that in the music.
I'm Jenna Dooley.